You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
Good morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Sam Acho in with Key this morning. And we had preseason games last night. We have more, of course, this weekend. A lot of excitement about all the young quarterbacks, too, we get to see. We saw Mac Jones last night in his preseason debut, and a lot of excitement in Foxborough just about him. But there's a lot of excitement, of course, in Chicago about Justin Fields and what he can be. And one thing, Sam, that Key has said a lot that tends to come to fruition is that the vets will let you
look,
know.
Sam.
Yeah.
Go ahead and pat yourself
your
on
shoulder.
The back.
Yeah.
It might be good. It might not be good. Alan, change it real quick.
But the vets will let you know. The vets will tell you about a young quarterback. If this is the guy, like Key said, like all of a sudden somebody will just go up to one of the coordinators and just say, hey, this guy, you got it. Guy's got to play this guy. We're hearing it more and more. Right, it was Jimmy Graham first, and now let's hear from Allen Robinson, a very important piece here because he's a wide receiver.
Very, very, very
This
important.
Is the guy throwing to me.
Yeah.
I'll let you know who I really like the most throwing to me.
Sounds like I mean, he's excited about it because he sees it every single day because he's at practice with him. We on the outside, we don't see it every day. We have to lean on the players and the coaches to give us their view of what Justin Fields is. And you mentioned, and I was joking with Sam about – you know, the forecast of what people would say about quarterbacks or players in general. When you look at a guy, when they draft him, and you've watched him, most of these NFL guys have seen guys that they draft in college. They watch college football mm-hmm. when they have time. When you get them in mini camps, in training camp, you just kind of know. You can look at it and can tell. Sitting in the offensive meeting rooms with guys, you know, you like he likes ball, he's engaging, he's putting it out. And the defensive side of the ball, you can, as a defensive player, you're scared of that guy. You're scared of what he's doing to me in practice. So imagine when the game slows down, what he's going to do to the opponent. Now you start to have that conversation. You may not go to the coach and say, you need to play him. But you might go over there and simply say, man, y'all drafted the right guy. And that's enough. Because mm-hmm. it's already in the coach's mind that I drafted the right guy. But they need to be pushed to go over
convinced.
And make convinced, yep. push to make the next step.
But does he need to start right away?
Absolutely. 100%.
Why?
Because they got a team that's ready right now. That the defense isn't like Chicago Bears 1985, but the defense is so good that if with a little bit of help from the offensive side of the ball, they can be successful and make a strong run at winning that division. Why waste it playing around with Andy Dalton? Go ahead and if you decide to go with Justin Fields, it won't be a bad mistake. If you decide to go and let Andy Dalton kind of bridge it, that won't be a mistake either.
Yeah.
It won't. But I think you drafted him, you might as well just play him.
Yeah, I would say bridge it. Like, I would say I think the Bears got a bye week 11, right? I say, though, and I played in Chicago, right? So those first 10 weeks, I think you need to give Justin Fields time to continue to get comfortable, continue to learn the offense, all the things, right? And then and I think Andy Dalton will succeed at quarterback in Chicago.
Yeah, he might be okay.
Right? He's got weapons around him.
He might be okay.
He's got a running back, rebuilding offensive line, a really good defense, solid special teams. I think Andy Dalton is a really good quarterback. I don't even think Justin Fields needs to play this year. But if Chicago, in my opinion, wants to get to where they want to go to, which we all know their aspirations are Super Bowl 2018. They had the double
mm-hmm.
doink.
Mm-hmm.
The team that went to the Super Bowl, they beat in week, late in the season. I think you have a bridge. I think you start with Andy.
You could.
It's easier to transition to the rookie than the other way around.
Right.
It looks like
but
the rookie
problem
failed.
That you right. have, though, Alan and Sam, is you got players on the offensive side of the ball speaking on what they see.
But it's too early. It's too early.
No, it might be too early for us, but they're there.
Right.
There's
no, but
and
it's
they
still,
see it.
But it's still too early for them.
The best way to put it is there's an enthusiasm for him, which is good for your culture, locker room, all that stuff, because here's a guy that people are excited to play with.
And when you have
Aaron
that enthusiasm,
Robinson just said he's excited to see him play tomorrow.
But when you have that enthusiasm about a player, you don't have the enthusiasm about the other guy, that could be problematic.
It's
because
too,
now you're sitting there and you're saying, Justin Fields, oh, he's doing this, he's doing that.
And then you get someone
and
else.
And you get Andy Dalton. It's kind of like they already in their mind thinking about Andy Dalton of Dallas and Andy Dalton in his late years in Cincinnati. They haven't forgot that. Even though he's there and he may be doing a terrific job in training camp for the Chicago Bears, he may be doing everything the coaches are asking. But because the players have recency bias, they are looking at that and going, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, no, that's no doubt about that. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Matt Nagy talked about tomorrow's game against the Dolphins. Also interesting, week two is against the Bills. You think if you're the Bills, Mitch Trubisky plays, he's going to get time, right? If you're the Bears defense, let's keep our ones out there and make sure that he doesn't look too good. But Matt Nagy talked about just how much we should expect Justin Fields to play on Saturday.
For sure, past the halftime. I mean, unless there's – I hate to say anything's 100%, but the mindset going into it is that he's gonna get a lot of reps. You know, does that take him into the fourth quarter? Maybe. You know, yeah, who knows? We'll see. But the more reps that we can get at him right now, the better. It's only going to help him.
Clearly, right.
He needs the reps. He needs to go into the first half. I mean, the second half. He needs to come out of the first half in a two-minute drill if they get it. That way he gets everything, and it needs to continue. Because it's headed, from just listening and looking at it, it's headed in a direction that they're probably going to go with him at the quarterback spot, much like they did with Mitch Trubisky when they paid all that money to Mike Glennon. Mm-hmm. They just said, you know, never mind.
Right.
This is almost like Matt Flynn, Russell Wilson.
Matt Flynn and Russell Wilson.
It's like, you know, that situation.
Yeah, that was different, though, because Mitch sat that year. They signed Glennon. Glennon didn't play well. Mitch sat for a long, long time. A lot of us I was on that specific team. We were like, bro, put Mitch in. Right, like, please put Mitch in.
Well, you answering right? my damn.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah,
I'm agreeing with you, Key. The only thing, only
over
reason
here,
I
man.
No. Check me out.
I'll be stumbling.
No, check me out. The only reason I say it's too early, is because games haven't been played yet for Andy Dalton. Their recency bias is a phenomenal point.
Absolutely.
Andy Dalton, Chicago. Andy Dalton last year or two in Cincinnati. But Andy Dalton put up some good numbers around a bad team in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
I think he goes out there and plays really, really well. The coaches are going to be – and I think he will. I think Andy Dalton will play well. The coaches are going to be hard-pressed to make that change sooner than later.
Yeah.
Now, so that's why I say and the players as well, right? A-Rob, Mooney, all those guys, right? Like, they're like, okay, yeah, I want him. Jimmy Graham, I want him. And Andy Dalton go out there week one and shine 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, playing well.
You got absolutely. You're at Rams to start, right? You got the Bengals, your home opener is the next week, and, you know, that's not a strong team.
Yeah,
and they play the Browns, and that's a tough defense, right?
Lions.
So it drops off.
Win.
You know, like, it's, you know, the way the schedule plays out, they have, I believe, according to FPI, the toughest schedule of any team. They have a tough schedule. If you look at the teams they're playing, you obviously got Packers, you've got the Bucks, the 49ers, all Steelers. In a row there, Steelers, like that's a stretch there too. When you talk about leading into that bye that you were referencing, Sam.
Yeah, but the thing is just like Sam just said about Mitch Trubisky, they like, yo, play Mitch. The problem with Andy Dalton and recency bias kicks in again. If he goes out there and he's doing well, then all of a sudden he has a bad moment or two. Now everybody that is sitting there going, well, you got to play this dude, man. What are you doing?
Yes, especially in Chicago.
you don't want to get under that type of pressure when you're already stressed for your job if you're Matt Nagy. You play him enough in the preseason, get him enough reps, and then just make a decision.
And you'll know, right.
And you'll know.
Yeah.
You will know.
Yeah.
But again, he may not throw for 500 yards a game. He may not throw for 250 a game. But what he has is he has something – that snack, crackle, pop that ignites the team.
There is a value to that.
What you need.
That's what makes this such a compelling story. Again, this is a guy you said should have been the first quarterback taken. He ended up being the fourth quarterback taken, and the Bears took advantage of it, moved up, got him. And this is one of the most compelling quarterback stories we're going to follow this
dude
year.
Dude was
with this
1B
team.
The whole thing. And then in the end, he goes as the fourth quarterback because what? He didn't throw well in shorts. I don't know what
there
made him drop.
A lot of stuff.
I don't know. But
Ohio
then,
State quarterback, by yeah, that whole
that
story
even,
as well.
But that doesn't even
I
make
know.
The quarterback, the Ohio State quarterback thing, it doesn't even make any sense because
all that was
outside
about.
Of Dwayne Haskins, all the rest of those quarterbacks were Urban Meyers. There was not it wasn't set up for the systems that they run in the pros. Mm-hmm. So that didn't even make any sense when people started that.
Look, another chance for you to be right this season. We'll watch. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Coming up next, so a baseball game right next to the movie set, and it came with a Hollywood ending.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Shake it.
Take it or shake it.
KJZ, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn, Sam Acho in with Key. And it's time for Take It or Shake It. That means
you
it's time for Evan and
you
his pineapple shirt
Sam,
to join the show.
Sam, just follow along. You'll be fine.
I'll follow along. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Because, you know, he gets mad. Key goes first. That's the most important rule here. Once you get that established,
you'll
be fine.
And then you decide how you feel.
All right.
That's how we'll do it.
See, I don't like how you did that, Evan, but go ahead.
I know you didn't. Whatever. You made fun of my shirt earlier. Getting you back. This is Take It or Shake It, and is brought to you by Granger. Mac Jones will be the best rookie quarterback. Take it or shake it.
Shake it!
Shake it. Yeah, that means that's a no, right?
And look, here, cool. It's not that he won't be the best rookie quarterback. I don't think he'll play as a rookie, where I think Trey Lance up in San Francisco, we heard his coach and Kyle Shanahan say that Trey Lance is going to play.
Yep.
And also Justin Fields is probably going to start and play for Chicago. Mac Jones is not going to get the opportunity to play when those other two are.
Right. And you also have Trevor Lawrence.
And you got Trevor Lawrence. That's a bad team.
I'm
you
not
got
mentioning
Zach Wilson.
Zach, Wilson.
On a bad team. Mm-hmm. So I think those two guys you kind of put on the side. The three guys that potentially could play would be Mac Jones if something happens to Cam, or Trey Lance, or Justin Fields.
Pineapple on pizza, take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Ask about avocado ice cream. No.
I've tried the pineapple, the Hawaiian pizza. It's just not my deal.
It's disgusting. It's because pizza is hot. I've had pineapple on pizza, and maybe at like a CC, something random. And maybe I ordered it one time, but pizza is hot. Hot pineapples don't taste good.
No, nothing
they
about
don't.
That and pizza makes sense to
it
me.
It looks good. Like on
the first time
the
I saw it, I was in L.A.
Well, I'm glad we don't have a pizza sponsor because y'all just
ruining everything.
Y'all just killing it, man.
If we ever get a pizza sponsor,
we, can have
we don't like pineapples on our pizza.
We love everything about pizza.
We love everything about all pizza.
Except pineapples on
Unless
it. You can put a pineapple on shirts, but you can't put it on pizza. Right, Evan?
Continue. I grilled pineapple the other night. It was delicious.
Tripping.
Did you have with it pork?
I did. Yeah. Pork chops, yeah. Asian pork chops, and grilled pineapple. Yeah.
Pineapple on pizza is like, that's a Pat Costello thing. That sounds like a Philly
thing. All right, let's go. Move along.
Let's move it along. Baker Mayfield has the 11th best odds to win MVP at Caesars Sportsbook. It's plus 2,500. But Baker Mayfield will be a top five MVP candidate this year. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Take it.
Top five candidate. Remember, Keith said
you
it.
You ain't listen, did you?
No, they said a top five candidate.
He said, I go first.
You went first.
No.
Oh, with the responses.
There you go.
My bad. His name is on the board, y'all. No, I didn't have a name on there.
His name's not only first, but in this trio, his name's the only one.
Yes.
No, but he won't be a top five MVP candidate because they're going to do so much in the running game that is going to take things away from him statistically. And when you are statistical out in nature, when these guys are voting and stuff like that, they're looking at the statistics. His statistics won't be there where he will be allowed to be in that kind of arena with those other quarterbacks.
I agree with that. He might play terrific.
He might be an MVP, but
I don't think people will give him
credit. Yeah, when you're throwing 3,500 yards and it's just not – they're not going
to
do it.
But if you're winning games, getting towards a Super Bowl – I mean, you said it earlier, weapons around you. He got Odell. He got Jarvis. He got Nick – he's got weapons, so he's going to be successful. Got a great GM. Got a better defense.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it for him. Just not going to – statistics.
You said top five. That's all I'm saying.
What is a top five? That's a vote?
Yeah. Yeah, top five.
Oh,
you're
might getting, get a
you're
vote.
Getting votes.
Yeah. You get a vote.
You're getting votes.
Top yeah, five. I guess if you Put get a vote. I guess if you get a vote.
Oh, now we're changing. Okay.
Yeah, I guess if you can get he can get a vote.
Evan?
Justin Fields will be the Bears' week one starter. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
What?
Come on, guys.
I think he will be. I'm right there.
Yeah.
I got to see what happens
the
over
momentum
these preseason
is there.
Games. That's a good point. It's heading in that direction.
That's a good point. If he goes out and plays really well, you heard Nagy, want to play him in the preseason, want to get him all the reps. If he does, like Nagy's got he's quick to switch. We saw it last year, week three or week four, he quickly switched from Nick Foles from Mr. Trubisky.
Right.
And the problem that Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace face in Chicago is the criticism. The criticism of the quarterback position for them, when you brought in to be this quarterback expert guru, now you got your guy. When you didn't, you inherited Mitch Trubisky. So you already walked into the building, not necessarily in love with Mitch Trubisky, but giving him an opportunity. Then you realize, you know what, I don't like this dude. I'm going to get Nick Foles.
Not the guy.
And then, so it just depends on the preseason, I think, as much as anything for Justin Fields, because you know how it goes. The noise will get loud if he's really balling in the preseason.
And if
everybody will start talking about it.
And if you're them, positive vibes only. And if that's where you're getting your positive vibes, start with it. Evan?
The Steelers will make the playoffs. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Yeah, I think they're going to be that bubble type. I don't know what the number would be. 9-10 win team that sneaks into the playoffs, backdoors into the playoffs.
Right, WC3.
You can't, Mike Tomlin, how are you going to go against that? How you going to go against a veteran quarterback that's healthy now? He's got everybody back. He's got Najee Harris. The offensive line is a question. Defensively, I think they're going to be solid and sound. So, I think it's still Pittsburgh, man. I don't see them where they're going to miss the playoffs. I just don't. It's Mike Tomlin, one of the top four coaches in the National Football League.
As long as Big Ben stays healthy.
Yeah, well I mean.
That's
you
a
know,
big if.
I'm assuming he stays healthy.
Right, okay.
I'm assuming.
There you go.
The odds are actually in favor of them missing the playoffs at Caesars. No is -180. Yes, +150.
Because they want you. They want you to take that.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means, but yeah.
Neither do I. Okay. My response, I'll just echo everything Keith said. Everything he said. Take it.
Kawhi Leonard re-signed with the Clippers, finally, after that all long dragged-out process. So Kawhi Leonard will win a title with the Clippers, take it or shake it.
Shake it. It's like I told Jason Williams, our basketball expert.
J. Will.
Mm-hmm. I like to call him Jason. That the Clippers are going to be the Clippers. And they're going to be the Clippers again. Period. It's just the Clippers. I don't give a damn if LeBron James
Clippers
is
going to
the Clippers. It'd be the Clippers. If LeBron and AD switch uniforms, it'd still be the Clippers. It's the Clippers. Period.
It's not the Clippers we grew up on, though. It's a much different franchise.
Did they
Steve
win
Ballmer.
Anything?
Well, they've
don't
got
give me don't they give me they went furthest than they've ever gone before. Know. Don't give me that. It's the Clippers,
right? And they just signed a guy to a 4-year extension,
that yacht out there.
Where he's going to probably miss most of next season, with an ACL, and knowing that he's got the injury, he's already been a guy to heavy load manage, more load management to come in the next 4 years.
And everybody's getting better.
Yes, everybody is getting better. Yep. And young talent all around the West.
Yes. But I would still sign him. I would still give him that contract.
Of course I would sign him.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
Evan?
All right, Take It or Shake It, guys, brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Here's the last one. Field of Dreams game, Take It or Shake It.
Take it. The game or the place?
All of it. Everything. The atmosphere, the ending, everything.
Take it. Yeah, it was cool.
Take it.
At the steakhouse I was at last night, I'm sitting in the –
so bougie. Because you had to say steakhouse. You could say I was just out last night.
He could have named it. That would be more bougie. He could have named it.
I just said steakhouse. That's the bougie part. Anyway, I was out last night, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching – you know, I got the Patriots up on one and the Yankees up on another. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I didn't care – originally, in the beginning of all this, I was like, whatever, I don't care. But then watching the scenic shots and the sky cam, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know?
The timing of it, too, the when they started the game, it was dusk. You had that, the orange, yellow sky. Like, it felt like a movie, the way it looked. Everything looked great.
It was cool.
It did also have a little feel like, hey, I'm at Epcot. I'm pretending to be in Japan or pretending to be in Germany by the way they built the field. But the whole setup, yeah, it was cool.
I think I would.
Now, let's keep this in mind, though. The NHL did this with the outdoor game, right, with the Winter Classic, where they play outside in stadiums, and they try to make it feel like you're playing on a lake, on a pond. They did in Lake Tahoe, and it looks cool. This game, of course, what made it was not just that it visually looked nice, but the game was something.
Yeah, the ninth inning,
the home runs, the comeback, a lot of runs were scored, a lot of offense.
It was a script.
And then the walk-off. Everything about it felt like this was awesome. Don't expect this every year. I expect baseball is going to do this now every year. You know, you'll get the Red Sox and the Dodgers will probably come in and play for sure. You're going to get all the big markets to come in. This will be an annual thing.
Even though this was around the
White
Sox team.
They built that stadium for a reason.
But I'm saying, even though this is the movie and all the stuff was around the Sox,
yes.
But you think, because I asked that question last night, is it just going to be dedicated to the Sox and whoever their opponents are? Or are they going to kind of rotate different teams?
This will rotate now. Yeah. The first one should be the movie teams, the Yankees, the White Sox, obviously, Shoeless Joe, Moonlight Graham, all that stuff.
It was supposed to be the Sox and somebody else at first. It wasn't supposed to be the Yankees, right? Wasn't it supposed to be the Sox and I feel like Colorado or something like that?
I don't know.
It was somebody else. But
I don't know that detail.
I felt, though, watching it, I said to myself, and I'm not that type of dude, but I felt like, man, I'd like to do that one time. Just go. And then I started thinking, well, what hotel am I going to stay in? Like, where's the hotel?
Well, that'll come next. If this becomes an annual thing, and they'll use that ballpark, they built it for a reason. They'll do a lot more there. You'll probably get some college games there.
Yeah, I wouldn't
get some
mind going,
minor league games there.
I mean, it seems that'll like it'll be cool to do.
Yeah, it'll be
take
a part of.
Take your kids and let them run around. And
the corn maze. You hear a couple of the Yankee pitchers got lost in the corn maze.
See, I would be scared of that. Now, get
now
lost.
Here's what I was thinking.
the lost part.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about the beginning, I don't know if you saw the intros, is Kevin Costner, who's in the movie, obviously. Yeah, and the big scene of the movie is the players come out of the corn stalk.
Okay.
And suddenly appear on the field, and there's Kevin Costner there. And so, yes, and they have the music playing. It's very dramatic. And so the players are coming out, and they each go up to Kevin Costner shaking hands. And I was wondering, if you're Kevin Costner, and you're like, man, the Yankees have had like 4 or 5 COVID issues.
Like, the elbows.
Just, the elbow, like something. Like, if you're him, are you thinking that?
I wonder how much corn did they sell at the game last night. Like, what? Is it like, you know how
didn't
you
Guy
go
Fieri
to.
Guy do some kind of, didn't Clinton Yates tell us? Guy Fieri did a, like a corn dog kind of gourmet thing that they were selling?
Yeah, but I mean, like, different corn options, so to speak. Is there corn this and corn that? And obviously, it's popcorn, but is there a hot dog with corn on it? Is it chili cheese corn?
Yeah.
I mean, is it all that?
So John Anderson actually said on SportsCenter last night, which I found interesting, he's from Wisconsin, from that area in the Midwest, that he believes that wasn't sweet corn that you sell, that was the corn that you give to the livestock to, you know, when you're running a farm. So I thought that was interesting. So they might, you know, sell. They might have sold corn, but it wouldn't have come from that cornfield.
Oh.
That would have been kind of
anti-climatic.
But
you've got to have
the ending they had really made it. It was a great night for baseball, and it'll be something I think just like the NHL has done with the Winter Classic. This will become a thing, and why not? Because it was fun. But
we'll do our show from there next year.
Okay, let's do that. All right. Well, speaking of baseball, A huge series between two playoff contenders, Dodgers and Mets, this Sunday, ESPN. Sunday Night Baseball Preview brought to you by Samsung Galaxy. Shop the impressive Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3, 5G, and Z Flip 3 5G. I feel like I'm calling plays behind in the huddle. At Samsung.com. Back to the NFL and potential quarterback battle. We may not have thought was a thing. Oh, it's a thing. That's after SportsCenter.
Fires it. Anderson in the air to right. It's got a chance. Judge is back. Gone. Home run. White Sox have won the game. Tim Anderson, a walk-off homer with one out in the bottom of the ninth. And a comeback for the White Sox after the Yankees took the lead at the top of the ninth inning.
You heard that on ESPN Radio last night. Tim Anderson's walk-off home run in the ninth won the Field of Dreams game. We were just talking about it. The game provided a Hollywood ending. Anderson won it with a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth. The Yankees had just taken the lead in the top of the ninth. So Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton each hit two-run home runs in the top of the inning to give New York an 8-7 lead. Zach Britton came in to close it, couldn't hold it. Anderson's two hit was his second career walk-off home run, gave the White Sox the 9-8 win. It was a crowd of over 7,800. They left going through the corn back to their cars after a light and fireworks show from the Made from Scratch Stadium right next to the site where they filmed the beloved 1989 baseball movie starring Kevin Costner. Cam Newton, Mac Jones both play in their preseason win for the Patriots. Newton started the game. That quarterback played two series, going 4-for-7, 49 yards. He did have a fumble. Jones played five series. That doesn't include a kneel down at the end of the first half. He went 13-19 with 87 yards. And there was a touchdown pass that was dropped. Patriots won the game 22-13. Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts played two series in the Eagles' 24-16 loss to the Steelers. Hurts was 3-for-7. With 54 yards passing. To the NBA, where the Clippers, they signed Kawhi Leonard to a four-year, $176.3 million deal. He previously declined his player option for $36 million this coming season just so he can become a free agent. Leonard is expected to miss significant time this season as he makes his way back from surgery on July 13th to repair torn right ACL that kept him out of the Clippers' final eight playoff games. SportsCenter, brought to you by Goodyear. Movement is always driving us forward, whether it's on the track, the court, or on the field. Every move we make, every road we choose to go down, and every single mile marker we pass leads us to find out just how far we can go. Goodyear, more driven. All right, Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Sam Acho in with Key. And joining us on the Goodyear Hotline, Jeremy Fowler, our ESPN senior NFL reporter. Good morning, Jeremy. Ready to play some hot news or not news with us?
Let's do it. All right. I'm ready to come in hot.
All right. I love it. So this is a quarterback, I don't know if it's a battle or whatever, but a story that we haven't really talked about a lot, but it's Taylor Heinicke in Washington and his preseason debut, 9 of 15, 86 yards. Ryan Fitzpatrick did start but didn't look nearly as good. Is this hot news or not news?
I'm going to go not news for now. Ryan Fitzpatrick, they gave him some decent money to come in and be the bridge guy. He's going to be that. Heineke's pushing him a little bit, so that's fairly newsworthy. But I'm going to go not news right now. Fitzpatrick, until he is muscled out of that starting job, to me, he's the guy in Washington.
You're absolutely 100%. It's not news. And I think when you think about what Ron Rivera came on this show and talked about was the style of play in which the Washington football team believe that can get them to the Super Bowl, which is a bridge stop type quarterback and Fitzy and play defense and run the football. Because if you go back and you look at the last several years of the Super Bowl winners, that is kind of what they did, whether it was the Kansas City Chiefs or whether it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Very efficient. Don't turn the football over and do those things.
I'll go hot news. Better yet, warm news. Only because we saw what Taylor Heinicke did last year in the playoffs. He nearly beat – he made it close versus Tampa Bay, the Super Bowl champions. Yeah. He was the fourth-string quarterback at the time. And so he's not going to start by any means. But the fact that you can have a formidable backup who – If Fitzy goes on a cold streak.
Which he does.
A guy who can go out there and make some plays. For me, that's news. Based on what Heinicke did last year.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a reason why they signed him off of very little playing time last year. And Rivera does love him. So I like that. Warm is the way I'll go with that. So not and two warms. All right, next one. Jeremy Fowler. Hot news or not news? Ravens rookie Rashawn Bateman having groin surgery.
That is hot news to me. That's a big deal because they drafted him in the first round to be a eventual number one receiver. Well, he's looking the part so far. You know, he beat Marlon Humphrey on a deep ball in a scrimmage, but he's looked good throughout camp. They like him a lot. He's got the makeup of being really a top guy for Lamar Jackson at a time where Baltimore really needs an injection of passing game. They need something new this year. You know, they have Sammy Watkins and some other pieces, but Bateman's going to be a key guy for that offense. So the fact that he's sort of questionable week one, maybe even longer, you know, recovering from any groin surgery, even if minor, is a big deal. So I got it as hot news.
It's certainly hot news, Jeremy. I think when you think about where they drafted him at, what they want to do in a passing game to kind of get this team engineering and going in the right direction. Although you still got Hollywood Brown, you got Watkins, as you mentioned, but they drafted him to be the number one guy. And it's so interesting that we're even having this conversation because yesterday I was talking to somebody with the Ravens, and they were just talking about where this kid was at the wide receiver position and how good he could potentially be for Lamar. And now he's having groin surgery.
Yeah, hot news. Based on the reason that they went and drafted him and Tylan Wallace and brought in Sammy Watkins, they needed some help at the receiver position. And we all see first-round pick, super talented. We all saw what he did in Minnesota. I love to get, Key, what you think about him as a player as well. But this is really, really hot news.
No, he's going to be okay. I mean, he's young. He's got Keith Williams there now teaching the wide receivers and T. Martin. So with those two guys teaching him how to play the position at the pro level, I think his future is going to be bright.
Okay, John Harbaugh said he would be back sometime in September. So, yeah, it's not something that he'll lose a lot of time. They're actually considering that good news, that it would be at least September. They open September 13th against the Raiders on Monday night. Urban Meyer. Okay, more hot news or not news with Jeremy Fowler. Urban Meyer will not name a starter at quarterback, despite taking Trevor Lawrence number one overall.
Yeah, I'll go not news for now. Although it should be noted, Gardner Minshew's at a really good camp. Urban Meyer likes Gardner Minshew a lot, but Trevor Lawrence has been as advertised there from what I'm hearing, even more so. He's looked great. He's thrown on the run. He can do things that Gardner Minshew can't do. You draft a number one pick in today's game to play them week one. That's just what you do. Conventionally, he's from the college game, so he's trying to do things a little differently. But to me, this is not news. They want to create the perception that Trevor Lawrence has to earn this job, and that's okay. He'll go ahead and he'll keep throwing passes, and he'll earn the job.
It's not news simply because whatever Urban Meyer decides to do at the quarterback spot, I'm okay with. I don't know what type of team they are right now, and I think Urban Meyer has a better understanding of what they look like in training camp. You don't want to necessarily put Trevor Lawrence out there in harm's way. If he had to sit for several games, if they punt on this season because they're looking at their team and they're saying to themselves, we're not very good, or we can't protect, then, yeah, you put Minshew out there to get the snot kicked out of him and you save Trevor Lawrence.
I would say not news, but for a different reason. I think the only reason this is news is because Gardner Minshew is making this news. Remember he said, I'm not taking a number two because I don't believe in being number two. This is Trevor Lawrence's team. There's no conversation about that, period. And so Gardner Minshew's got the personality. He's got, you know, he loves, you know, he's got the mustache, all the things. But when it comes to playing football, playing quarterback, Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback than Gardner Minshew.
Oh, no question.
So he needs to be the starter, but I think, from day one.
But what I don't want to see is Trevor Lawrence get out there and turn into something different as we've seen quarterbacks on bad teams all of a sudden.
No matter how great
they were in college,
yeah,
when you're on a bad team, bad habits start to happen, and all of a sudden that guy that we praise coming out of Clemson looks nowhere near. And I don't want to see.
I just wonder, though, like, if Jacksonville's not good next year, do you still sit him again next year? Like, what if they're not good for a couple years? When do you let him play?
You might play him next year. This year, I look at Carr when he was in Houston. He got beat up. You look at just young quarterbacks. And then you could point to the Peyton Mannings of the world that set records as a rookie and then turned into a gold jacket guy. I get it. But maybe Urban Meyer doesn't feel that way. You know, maybe Urban Meyer feels like, we just don't have everything right now.
And they were a part of better organizations, too, the Peyton Mannings, like you're talking about.
I love that angle, though, about why not to play him. All right, one more real quick here. Hot news or not news with Jeremy Fowler. Seahawks are waiting for Jamal Adams to sign a new contract offer. They're waiting for him to sign it. It sounds like it is a final.
Yeah, this is hot news because this is a pure standoff right now. I'm told Jamal Adams has conviction.
He believes in what he's worth. He's got a number in mind, whatever that is. He is clinging to it. It has to do with guarantees and structure, and there are a lot of things with the contract that they have to work out. So Seattle has tried to get this to the finish line. They're well above what the market is for the top highest-paid safety. So they're willing to go so far, but I'm told they're not budging. Adams is not budging. And this could get very interesting because Seattle's stuck business-wise. Unless they get Jamal Adams' deal done, they're going to have some hard times getting any sort of free agency moves done on the side. They got to sign left tackle Duane Brown, too, who's also holding in. He's not practicing. So you know, everything sort of hinges on them getting past this hurdle. They can't seem to do it. You know, if this lingers, this could weigh down the team a little bit and have an after effect.
You know what? It's only hot news to me, Jeremy, because it's a New York Jet thing. Other than that, it's not news because they will get the deal done. That's the thing. They've already extended a contract offer. It just may take some time in terms of language, things of that nature. They're not going to go into the season without having their guy that they traded two number ones for that changed the defense around once he got used and accustomed to doing it Pete Carroll's way. They're not going to do that. They know how important it is this year for Russell Wilson and the rest of those guys, Duane Brown, all of them. It's going to get done. But again, it's only hot news to the New York Jet fans that hate Jamal Adams.
Why are you looking at me? Ain't my problem anymore.
Yeah, it's not news. It's not news just because what Keith said. This deal is going to get done. I mean, you talk about the offers on the table. They're waiting for him to sign. Well, they're going to keep on waiting until he signs. And by the way, they're going to make a move. That's like we saw with Aaron Rodgers, right? Green Bay said, okay, we're going to figure it out. We're going to make it work. Seattle needs Jamal Adams on the field week one to be successful and try to make a Super Bowl run. So this is not news. It's gonna get done. It's gonna happen. I think the bigger issue though that some people don't talk about is, you know, people put news out there saying, oh, it's the biggest contract ever and all these things. But where's the guarantees at, right? Give me all this money, it's not guaranteed. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. Get the guarantees up, make the man happy. Not news.
Jeremy, great stuff. Thank you.
Hey, thanks everyone.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Olin Krutz joins us right now, former Bears center. On the Goodyear Hotline right now, works for NBC Sports in Chicago. Good morning, Olin. Let me ask you, let me set it up this way. Kia said this, and you probably can relate to this as well. Veteran players will kind of let you know about a young player, especially a quarterback. They'll let you know. They'll let a coach know, the media know too. If this guy's ready, if this guy does something, whatever it does for the on the field and even in the locker room. When you hear Allen Robinson sound like I can't wait to see him in the game tomorrow, what do you think that means for the Bears and for Justin Fields?
Well, I think everybody in Chicago, first of all, good morning, guys, is excited about this kid, Justin Fields, because of the fact that if you look at the Bears' history, there really hasn't been a great quarterback here at all for a really long time, if ever. So everybody wants this kid to succeed. Everybody wants to see him play. And obviously, when you have someone like Justin Fields, with all his attributes, you know, 4.440, has the arm, can make every throw, an obvious leader when he walks on the field, brings energy to the quarterback room, brings energy to the huddle, really, you know, plainly brought energy to the whole city when they drafted him. So obviously everybody is waiting to see this kid play against the Dolphins on Saturday night. You know, the thing I'm worried about, obviously, I thought that they should start Justin Fields just because he is going to be better than Andy Dalton. They have to see what they got, because unless the defense comes out and ends up plus 15 this year, you're not winning a Super Bowl with Andy Dalton. So we might as well see what Fields got. But the problem right now is, guys, their plan at left tackle and at tackle period is falling apart. So we have to see first what happens there. Tevin Jenkins has not practiced yet this year. He was their plan at left tackle. The only other guy they got there playing right now is Elijah Wilkinson. They're talking about playing Larry Barone, the rookie, at left tackle. They don't have anybody on their roster with a start at left tackle. So I don't know if this team, I heard Key earlier talking about, you know, you only play a quarterback if your team around him is ready, because you don't want him to play for a bad team and just get worse than he was in college. And that could obviously happen with the Bears. Their offense has not been good since Coach Nagy got here. And I don't know if I want to throw this kid out there that quickly now with this offensive line situation that they got.
Olin Kruns, NBC Sports Chicago, former Bears center, six-time Pro Bowler, and one of my favorite centers of all time to watch play. And that's just not because he's on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. That's because I played against him and I watched him dominate at times. Who right now, though, if you are watching at practice and you're looking at it, who's the front runner at the quarterback spot?
I think if you go over the whole camp, from what I hear, it's probably Andy Dalton, just because of how efficient he is, how he gets the ball out. And he doesn't, you know, Coach Nagy said the other day he's made one mental mistake, which is obviously what you expect from Andy Dalton when he shows up. He's a veteran quarterback. He's going to know the offense. He's going to run it efficiently. And it's just, there's going to be young mistakes from a young quarterback, like, you know, Key, and you have to see him against the number one defense at times with the number one offense, which he hasn't got a lot of chances at. And when he excels, like you guys know, you guys both played in the NFL, when he's excelled, it has been against backups, right? It has been against guys that he already excelled against. He excelled against these guys in college. It hasn't been against starters. We all know that when the first defense is on the field, the speed does pick up. The windows get a lot smaller. Everything gets a lot faster, and you got to get that ball out of your hands. So right now, as far as getting the ball out of his hands, we talked about the offensive line problem. We talked about the problem this offense has had, period, scoring points. Right now, getting everybody lined up, getting everybody moving in the right direction, Andy Dalton is probably in the lead. But, you know, they got Miami, they got Buffalo, and they got Tennessee in this shortened preseason, which is another problem when you're trying to evaluate a young quarterback, is the fact that you only got three games, and then you got to go against the number one Rams defense in week one, Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and the boys. And, you know, obviously Staley is in coaching the Chargers now, but they do have Raheem Morris, another well-respected defensive coordinator, and those guys are going to be ready. So you got to take that all into consideration before you consider who should you play at that quarterback come week one.
Mm-hmm. Olin, great stuff. Great perspective from you on that, especially about the left tackle position that you definitely have to keep an eye on. Thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.